Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's great when at least one of your parents is a really good cook. But what about when your mom or dad is a chef? Since Father's Day is right around the corner, Melissa Passanen, who's a freelance journalist and contributor for the food section of 7 Days, is here to talk about dad chefs. She wrote a recent article about them for Kids Vermont. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Wonderful to be here, Rick, as always.
Who are the dad chefs that you interviewed?
So it was hard to pick. There are so many great parent chefs around the state. So I ended up picking about 6 from all over, and they have kids ages from 2.5 all the way up to grown kids who are now in their early 30s.
What did they tell you about raising healthy eaters?
So a lot of it is the kind of sensible stuff that every parent knows, but it was actually great to hear this from chefs. So Steve Atkins of Kitchen Table Bistro in Richmond, who has Gabe, who's age 16, as his son, he said, "We don't talk about good and bad foods. We just talk about eating and enjoying everything, but all of it in moderation." And then Eric Warnstedt of Hen of the Wood and Doc Pons, he said, his daughter Ella, he said, "It's all about setting a good example without being preachy, right? Like most things." And he said, like, recently he's been trying to change some bad habits, and he's really careful with Ella that they don't talk about the weight. They talk about balance and common sense and being grateful for what they have access to in terms of wonderful foods in Vermont. And then there was really a theme of sitting down together and honoring a meal and eating the same thing together. No one here is short order cooking for their kids. So Wesley Genevieve, Solo Farm and Table in South Londonderry, and Honey Pie in Rawsonville, he and his wife have Raphael, who's 7, and Esme, who's 3. And he said, "We've always just cooked what we cook, and that's what we expect the kids to eat. And it's really important, especially for chefs who might not be home for dinner all the time, that when they can be, they sit together and enjoy and talk together." And Joseph Harrowin, who is the founder, chef, and co-owner of Chef's Corner in both Williston and Burlington, he and his late wife Pamela have 2 grown sons who are in their early 30s. And he said when his sons were growing up, he was often working, you know, through the early evening at the high-end hotels where he was a chef. And he said he gives credit to Pamela for making sure that there was still an eating and cooking together experience. He said that is really the roots of being a good, open-minded, balanced eater. And also he mentioned the try everything once rule, which pretty much every chef I interviewed talked about. And one final thing I thought that was good, Aaron Jasinski highlighted this. He's the chef and co-owner of Misery Loves Company in Winooski. He said, "You just have to be flexible. Keep offering good choices. Don't draw a line in the sand."
Every parent who's listening right now wants to know, but how do I get them to eat their veggies?
Yes, this was a key question. So again, a couple themes. It is that one bite, you know, just give it a try. Eric Warnstedt of Hen of the Woods said, "I only ate iceberg lettuce when I was a kid. Now look at me." Steve Atkins of Kitchen Table said that oftentimes, not always with veggies, but definitely with veggies, it's because the thing has been cooked so much beyond an inch of its life. So he suggested trying grilling or roasting vegetables, which adds a really delicious layer of flavor. A couple of chefs, Wesley Genevieve of Solo and Aaron Jasinski of Misery, also mentioned gardens. I think anyone in the farm to school movement could tell you that, right? If you get the kids out with the fresh carrots or the fresh peas, they'll just eat it so much better when they can see where it comes from.
Did they have any tips on dining out with kids?
Yeah, one of the questions I asked, because most of these chefs have pretty high-end restaurants, was do they think kids should come to their restaurants? And they all said absolutely. But they also all said it is really important that parents stay engaged with their kids. Don't just hand them a phone or an iPad. That's not what going out for a meal is about. Again, it's about learning how to be a good restaurant customer, about engaging with the people at the table. You know, Steve Atkins said it's learning to be a good dinner guest is a good skill to have, and you want to teach them to be respectful of their fellow diners, to be respectful of the servers. That is a really important thing if you're going to take your kids out.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor Melissa Passanen, and we're discussing dads who are chefs. Melissa, did they share anything about what surprised them about feeding their own children?
Yeah, this was a really fun question. I think they had to think twice, but so Rogan Lechtaler, who is the co-owner of the Downtown Grocery and Mama's, both in Ludlow, and he has a 2.5-year-old Lulu and Mason, who's 5. He said that he kind of thought, oh, we're going to have to cook mac and cheese and chicken fingers all the time. But then he and his wife realized you don't want to give in to that. Now, on the flip side, a couple chefs, Aaron of Misery and Eric of Hen of the Wood, both said they just figured their kids would eat everything because it was all delicious. Everything they were going to put in front of their kids was going to be so amazing. Of course, the kid would be like, wow, yes, I love that, Daddy. But, of course, they're kids, too, so you have to be realistic.
What did they tell you about what the kids like that Dad makes for them?
So Gabe said that his dad's summertime gnocchi with corn and tomatoes is his favorite. And Raphael said roast chicken and rice. Oh, and suckling pig. Yeah, this is a 7-year-old, but 7-year-old of a chef, of course. And Ashton, one of our adult kids in his 30s, remembers how his dad, Joseph, would caramelize sugar in a pan until it melted, then add orange juice, and then put halved bananas in it, get it all kind of soft and caramelized, and then pour that over ice cream, which I think is a delicious, simple dessert that even non-chef dads might be able to make. And then Ida, who's Aaron Jasinski's daughter, Misery Loves Company chef, she loves something she calls chicken bread. And her dad explains he roasts a chicken in a cast iron pan, takes it out to rest, and then tosses coarse sort of crunchy croutons in all of that delicious fat and drippings. I want to have that.
Ooh, no kidding. And how about cringeworthy things that their own kids eat?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny. So Aaron said someone, not him or his wife, introduced Ida to Cheetos. And he says, yeah, they're quite addictively good, but they're really, really bad. She doesn't get them in their house. And Rogan mentioned that it kind of makes him cringe when his kids smother ketchup all over everything. Because, you know, then nothing else can be tasted. And Wesley mentioned that he'll try and make these beautiful pancakes from scratch with, you know, all these different artisanal flours, and the kids just want Bisquick pancakes. So even chefs have to deal with that sometimes.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick. Thank you.